ライスもさっき忘れ、しまるとあっと指はさんだ、とりこまら行き先違う、シャリン横はケロリン、当たった方が安い値段のおかず、
ケロケロケロ高らかに勝利のお酒にはケロロ元年であります。
四角いところは丸くはげ、いい感じ汗かいてそっかき、歯磨きなら一度の香り、ケロンは宇宙に進化、歩きから特訓は実は15分、それじゃあそれじゃあお疲れさん。
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Anime and Stuff podcast. I am Sitz, and I'm also here with my lovely two co-hosts, Green Bean and Fritz. Say hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, you said it at the same time this time, which is awesome.
Yeah.
If you guys remember last week, we had a hard time with that. So, just like every single podcast we do, I'd like to do a kind of introduction about ourselves. Like I said, I'm Sitz, and past week, I haven't really done much past week. Still watching a lot of Star Trek. I rearranged my room today. That's about the only thing that's really happened the past couple of days that's really been of importance, I guess. But yeah, it's not a pretty boring week. Gina, how about you?
It was also boring for the most part. Doing physical therapy shadowing right now. Not this week though, but I did it like last week, all week. And average stuff. The weather's nice, which is nice. I sit outside a lot. Read.
And Fritz, how about your weekend or week?
Well, as you know, last week I had root canal that went all right. I guess it didn't hurt as much as people. It kind of hurts. Depends. So that's pretty much what I did all week. And today I found out I get jury duty in a few weeks. So that's something new, I guess.
Yay. I've been lucky enough
other
to
than
never
that,
have
know,
it.
Same old work, nothing else.
I'm glad I've never had to do jury duty. I almost had it once, but then it was the wrong county that sent me the thing. And then
how did it get sent to you? That's weird.
I don't know. Because where I live, it's kind of on the line between the two counties.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't.
I got out of it because I'm a student. I was in school, so.
Yeah, that's how I got out the first time, too.
I think one of the good things
school
about...
What was it? School and... Oh, yeah, it's the wrong county. But now I can avoid it, so...
I think a good way to get out of it is to be like... You know how certain people can't be jurors in certain cases? You find out what your case is and then say, oh, yeah, I have a circumstance that's similar to this. And they'll be like, no, well, we can't really use you in this.
Or you can just suck it up and be on jury duty.
Yeah, that
I know,
too.
That's true, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to suck it up and be on jury duty. Plus, I'm pretty sure it's going to be interesting. So.
Yeah.
I've been through the whole system before.
Alright, so, the anime we watched this week is Sergeant Frog or Kamuro Genso. That's the Japanese name of it. This is a very interesting, very entertaining anime. It's really funny. My nephew is the one that actually suggested to do this anime for the podcast. And I was like, wow, that's a really good idea. But yeah, this is really fun. I like this anime a lot. The intro that you heard at the beginning of the podcast, intro song is called Kero to March by Nobuaki Kakuda and Juri Ihata. I think I'm saying that right. They're never going to listen to this, so if I say it wrong, they won't care. I like the intro a lot. It's very catchy. Me and my nephew always sing it all the time. So, for the synopsis, this says the main plot of the story focuses on the steadily deteriorating conditions of the Kerero platoon, a group of 5 frog-like aliens from planet Charon of the Gamma planetary system. The platoon's mission is to invade and conquer Earth, known to the aliens as Pekupon, but fail miserably at each attempt. Sergeant Kerero, although being the leader of the platoon, is childish, incompetent, and would rather spend his time indulging in his hobby of making plastic Gundam models than take over the Earth. Aside from Kara, there are 4 other members of the Kara platoon. And they have to find, I guess, take over Earth. Essentially. And they meet some humans, and there's some humor stuff that goes with that. So, characters. First of all, we have the main character, Sergeant Kerero. He is, like I said, the leader of the platoon, and I can't really think of any other way to describe him but childish and incompetent, like the synopsis says. He's really funny. I like that character a lot. Next, we have Fuyuki Hinata, which is one of the 3 main human characters. He is kind of Kero's human, I guess. It's him and his sister, Natsumi Hinata, and their mother, Aki. And 3 of them kind of live with Kerero, and they get into all kinds of wacky
trouble
things.
Or whatever, really, situations in everyday life.
And then we also have 2 other characters that we see in this episode too, named Momoka and Private Kamama. But we'll get into them more when we get to this second episode. So, before we really go into the episodes, I'd like to kind of say that one episode pretty much consists of 2 mini episodes. So half of the episode is one part, half the other half is the other part. And so for each episode, we're going to do one at a time. So episode 1 is called I Am Sergeant Kerero. Sergeant Kerero is a frog-like alien from the planet Charon, sent to invade planet Earth. He is instead kept as a pet and forced to do chores for the Hinata family, which consists of paranormal maniac Fuyuki, his ill-tempered older sister Natsumi, and their manga-editing mother, Aki. Kerero is given his own room in the basement of the Hinata family house, which he refurnishes and uses as a base, not realizing the room is haunted by a ghost. Do you guys have any thoughts on the first mini episode? I think it's really funny.
Yeah, It was kind of weird.
It was very confusing.
Yeah. If you've never really seen it before, you wouldn't really understand what's going on because everything happens really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just kind of lost.
Yeah.
But, I mean, after the first episode, it just showed some of the humor in it, but unless you don't really get it, I guess, I don't know. It was a little iffy, the first episode.
Pretty much the first episode just kind of introduces all the main four human characters, Sergeant Caro and the three humans. And there's a lot of humorous moments. Like, for instance, at the very beginning, Caro is vacuuming, and Natsumi comes in, and the vacuum accidentally catches onto her skirt. And they have a big fight where she's trying to turn off the vacuum, and he's trying to continue to vacuum the floor. And
then he ends up getting electrocuted.
Yeah. Which is just totally random and odd.
Yeah. Essentially, Fuyuki runs in with the Caro Ball, which is Caro's weapon. So ball has different buttons on it and an antenna. And different buttons do different things. Like one of them makes you levitate, the other one teleports you. Fuyuki is trying to teleport Caro out of trouble, but he accidentally presses the electrocute button, which electrocutes Caro and leaves him a little anime-ish black husk on the floor. It's really funny.
Yeah, I feel like for the first episode, not a lot happened. The only thing that really happened was they gave him a room and figured out there was a ghost in there.
Yeah.
The whole thing was random.
They made him a part of the family or something.
Yeah.
They gave him his own room.
And he was super excited.
Yeah. And they all said, don't worry, kids, it's just a haunted room, so he can just have that one or something like that.
Yeah.
And so he's probably scared out right now.
An innocent girl died
in
there.
Aliens don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
I love how the mother says that the house used to be... the plot of land where the house is used to be a prison or something. And an innocent girl...
Yeah, just that room was used for imprisonment or something.
And an innocent girl was killed there, and so she's a spirit that lives there.
Yeah.
And I'm
wondering if she'll become a bigger character. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's just a random thing where she just pops up.
Oh, really? I thought she would be a bigger character.
Yeah, because even in the second episode, you see her more often. She seems to be a
common occurrence. Yeah. So far in the past two episodes, at least.
Another note, I haven't seen past this episode.
I thought you watched the whole thing already.
Oh, no. My nephew has seen the entire thing. He's told me some things about it, but he never told us about
it.
So we're all new to it.
Yeah, essentially. I've seen the first episode. I watched the first one with him. I think I might have seen the second one with him, too. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
But, I haven't really gotten into this anime. I might, because it's from what he's told me, some of it's pretty funny. So, Minisode 2, I don't know what I was trying to say there. The second part is actually a prequel to the beginning of the show.
Yeah, the second one actually explains how he got there.
In the prequel, the Hinata family first discovers and captures Sergeant Caro, while he is scouting inside their house. Fuyuki takes the Caro Ball, Caro's weapon, which I mentioned earlier, and fiddles around with it, accidentally sending a signal to the Caronian invasion fleet, alerting them of Caro's capture. The fleet abandons Caro instead of rescuing him, leaving him to perform chores around the Hinata family household. So essentially, he's here to take over Earth, and Fuyuki accidentally does something to the Caro Ball, and they leave. They leave Caro and his squad to fend for themselves, essentially. Any thoughts on this this mini episode?
Well, at first I was really confused because it did go back in time, so I was like, I thought he was already part of the family. Now he's his enemy, and I'm like, what is going on?
Well,
but I got it.
Well, they also kind of said, like, find out how he came to be in this place, too, in the next half of the episode.
Right.
So I kind of...
I guess I missed that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was tired.
Yeah, because they did say that. But this episode was a lot better. It actually explained who he was and had a lot more humor because he's... literally an alien frog trying to invade Earth, and they just really mess him up, or nothing goes his way.
The whole part when, like, the mother came in, and
yeah.
They're like, oh, she's gonna, like, dissect you.
Squish you under the car.
Yeah.
But that'll...
Put you into a stew.
What did he also say?
That was also the part where,
there was a part where when he first landed, he tried to attack them, but they ended up tying him up and capturing
to
him
the
very
ceiling.
Easily just by knocking him over or something.
Yeah.
And so they tied him up and they left for school because they were late. And so then they realized later, or when they got the frog escaped, and when they got home from school. He set up a trap, and the sister got caught first. In a little rope
the same trap.
She was stuck hanging upside down, and you see the side of the frog where he's super dominant, and he's super invasion-y, and he's very evil-sounding, because he pulls out this tentacle monster, and your mind just kind of goes, wait, this isn't one of those, is it? And so, as he's about to throw it, the brother comes in and saves him with the Caro ball?
Yeah.
I believe. That was pretty entertaining.
He tries to save the sister by teleporting her, and...
didn't really work.
Yeah, not at all. I think it's kind of funny about the beginning of this mini-episode is that Fuyuki is actually having a dream about aliens, and his sister comes and wakes him up and tells him it's time for school. And he makes some excuse about trying to go back to sleep because maybe the dream he had is aliens trying to contact him. And to make him get up to go to school, she points to a random point in the wall and says, look, there's an alien! And it gets him all excited. He gets up out of bed, and it turns out that Kara was actually hidden behind a sheet of something that's the exact same color as the wall. So, coincidentally, he's actually there. Yeah, the wall just peels it.
Really
slowly. And Caro's just standing there, sweat coming off of his head. He's like, how'd you know it was me? How'd you know I was there? It's really funny. Anything else about this episode?
The very end, I actually started laughing a lot more, was when he realized that his whole fleet was abandoning him on Earth. Because every time Fuyuki said that, oh, maybe him and the frog can be friends, and the moment Sergeant Kuro heard that, he just was in pure bliss. Like,
they both were
in the world to him. And he was so happy, but then he remembered he had to invade the Earth, so there was a point where he said he was still going to invade the Earth. And just what he says is pretty funny.
Yeah, the whole friend bit was really hilarious to me. Because he's just like, oh my god.
Alright, episode 2, part 1, I guess, is called Momoka and Tamama present Operation Overload to Hinata's. So, Kara goes to Fuyuki's school in search of the other members of his platoon. Meanwhile, Fuyuki is stalked by Momoka, a girl who had come across Private Tamama, one of Kararo's platoon members. Momoka tries to confess her feelings for Ryuki, but it's interrupted when when Tamama farts while hidden inside her school bag. Momoka Mameka angrily attacks Tamamo, but Kara arrives and saves her before the seemingly helpless Tamamo snaps and counterattacks with his laser breath. So, this episode's really funny because he pretty much realizes that he forgot to look for his squad mates. And at first he decides, if I die before I find them, I will never find them. So he begins to sit at the house and just make a Gundam figure. And then they kind of come to him. He imagines them being really mad that he's ignoring them. And he goes out to find them. And before he finds Fuki at school, he actually finds Natsumi playing volleyball. And Kararo turns into a ball to, I guess, hide. And she picks him up and pretty much spikes him, which sends him bouncing all over the place. You guys have any more things you want to talk about this mini episode?
Well, the farting part was my favorite.
My favorite was it this episode? Yeah, my favorite was when the next frog was introduced. Tamam?
Yeah, isn't he?
I'm not really sure.
Either way, I love that frog.
Yeah, either way, yeah. When he was introduced, and what was the girl's name again?
Which one?
Nishi. The girl that likes Fuyuki.
Oh, Mamoka.
Mamoka, when she gets really mad, she tied the other frog up and started throwing a whole bunch of volleyballs at him, trying to hit him, and she never hit him once. She had so many volleyballs, and she kept missing.
One thing about her, also, is she's very shy and, like, around other people. But when she gets mad, she turns into a demon.
Yeah,
not literally,
she's
but
a temper.
But one thing that's kind of funny is a piece of her hair on both sides of her head, kind of turn into horns. I don't know if you guys noticed that. But when she gets mad, that happens, and it's really funny. And she just gets pissed, pretty much. And Tamamo, however, whatever you call him, or her, I don't know if it's her or him, he has a laser breath, and it pretty much, he pretty much has the same problem that she does, that Mocha does, and that they both have anger problems, and even a fly landing on his nose makes him snap and try to use his laser breath, which is pretty funny to do. Anything else?
I think that was it on that one.
Yeah. The second part is called Mamoka and Tamamo Present Bag of Secrets. Mamoka attends a meeting for Fuyuki's paranormal club at his house in an attempt to become closer to him, but is frequently interrupted by Kararo and Tamamo's antics. Meanwhile, Kararo becomes jealous of Tamamo when he discovers that his subordinate has been living a very pampered life at Momoka's mansion. This episode is a lot funnier than the other ones, but I don't know, it just gets me every time that I laugh at this one. So pretty much, Momoka goes to Fuyuki's house. And pretty much is so nervous to go into his house that she stands in front of his house for half an hour until Natsumi comes home. And she's super jealous that even from Natsumi, that Natsumi gets to call him Fuyuki. Obviously it's her brother, but she wants to be able to call him Fuyuki-kun because she's in love with him. So she pretty much stands outside for half an hour until Natsumi gets home, and then they go in, and the surprise at near the end of the minisode is that she brought She brought Freaky a surprise, which is actually McDonald's. Which is kind of McDonald's, but with a W instead of an M.
Yeah, so it doesn't do any, you know, copyright infringement.
Right. So she
brings, always do that.
She brings a bag of McDonald's for Fuyuki, and Kara ends up eating it. And pretty much the entire episode is Momoka trying to call Fuyuki. Fuyuki-kun, but she has horrible trouble, and every time something happens, she says something different, and she goes up on a rant, usually. A subplot, as they said, a subplot is that...
which they blatantly pointed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They,
some of those anime where it's just full of humor. Like, it's,
right.
They know you're watching, they know... You're watching.
It breaks the fourth wall.
We know.
it just blatantly breaks the fourth wall.
It does.
Actually, in the first episode, something happens with Natsumi. I don't know what it is. But she pretends like she's not jealous of something, and the announcer of the show says she was actually jealous, and she kind of yells at the narrator. So that's another fourth wall type thing that they do all the time. But so when Momoka and Tamamo are going to their house, Kara is actually cooking for them because he wants to welcome his subordinate into the house, you know, with a meal or whatever. And the meal is actually a monster thing. I don't really know. And he keeps trying to attack them. And Momoka actually saves Fuyuki from it. And, yeah. So this anime is super silly. But it's pretty funny, too. Alright, so that's pretty much the first two episodes of Sergeant Frog. So, favorite characters. I think my favorite character would have to be Momoka, because she's just so hilarious. She's one of the funnier characters. All the characters are pretty funny, but I really like her because she kind of turns when she gets angry. But yeah, she's my favorite. So, Gina, do you have a favorite character so far? Or
yeah, the
Tamara, the second
frog.
Yeah, Tamara.
He's probably my favorite. He's just goofy. I don't know. I really like him.
He has a very wishy-washy attitude. Mm-hmm. One second he's happy, the next he's super mean.
Right.
Yeah, but I think he's so cute.
Don't really know.
I have to look it up. What gender it is.
They are alien frogs, so.
That's true. Fritz, how about you? Favorite character?
I would have to be Momoko, too. Like, her character is just so conflicting. She's
right.
Such a sweet, innocent-looking character and very low voice, but she has this raging, devilish attitude behind it.
I think it's hilarious. So voice acting. Did you guys like the voice acting? Did you not? Was it kind of in the middle? What do you guys think?
It was good. Sorry.
It was alright. There wasn't anything off about it. It seemed suitable for their characters.
Yeah, I agree. There was nothing like, oh my god, I hate his voice or anything like that. So, it was good.
Animation. What do you guys think of animation? I think it's pretty good.
I liked it.
It's very goofy, too, in itself.
It fits the whole anime.
Wow.
The random, like, emotion like characters that would come up.
Yeah, essentially, sometimes when something happens, they'll put the words of an emotion on the screen, and that's really funny. I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head, but I can't really think of one. Do you have any? Can you think of any, Fritz?
I can't really remember any at the moment. Even though I saw it like 2 hours ago too. I don't know.
Oh well, whatever. next, scale of 1 to 10. What do you think of this anime? I give it a 8, mostly because it's really funny. It keeps your attention because of the humor in it. And yeah, so Gina, do you have 1 to 10? What do you think of that of Sergeant Frog?
8 sounds good. Yeah, it made me laugh. So
maybe 8.2
to be different.
8.2.
Yes.
Okay. And Fritz.
Well, when I first started watching it, I was thinking like a 6. Then, after watching the second episode, I'd say a 7 out of 10. It was entertaining, but it took a while to actually get my attention.
Right.
And then only certain parts are more funny to me than the rest. I don't know. I'd give it a 7. But overall, it was still pretty good. I would recommend watching at least the first 2 episodes.
Yeah. This anime makes me laugh a lot. Because I have like a, I guess you could say, immature kind of humor sometimes. And that's what this anime has. Not really immature, I guess, but more like silly instead of really like
toilet humor.
Right.
And super random. I do like how random it is.
That was Sergeant Frog, or I have to keep looking at what the Japanese thing. Kiraro Gunso. So for next week, we haven't really decided on an anime for next week. I just now realized that, but I think I'm gonna go. Well, no, I was gonna say Pokemon, but I think we'll save that for another time. What do you guys think? What anime? Maybe I'll edit this part out.
Should we do an action or comedy?
Well, we just did a comedy.
Slice of life, maybe? I don't know if you guys are into those. No?
I don't know. I'll watch whatever.
Alright. We're going to watch the first 2 episodes of Digimon, the original series.
Right. I actually just finished watching the entire series this past weekend. Seasons 1 and 2. I'll rewatch them, though.
So, Digimon.
The American version?
I was going to go for the Japanese version, but if...
I might actually watch the Japanese version this time, because I watched it on Netflix.
Okay, so Japanese version, I don't really know where you'll find it. You can find it in the description. By the time I have this uploaded, it'll be something.
So,
first 2 episodes of Digimon. Is it called I think it's just called Digimon.
It's not Digimon Digital Monsters. Same thing, I think.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone will know what that is.
Right. Alright, so, shout-outs. Give my first shout-out is to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/sirvlogsalot00, or my gaming channel, ChiliGamer50, C-H-I-L-I, Gamer50. Hopefully soon I'll be doing a Final Fantasy 7, or not 7, Final Fantasy 9 walkthrough, and maybe a Pokemon Yellow walkthrough. or maybe both, or maybe neither. I haven't resolved it. But yeah, so Fritz, do you have any shout outs this time, or
the usual? Hey Yuki, Sarah, I'm sure you're listening. I hope you are. If not, it's okay. maybe my friend JC, if he's listening in. Hello to Amanda, who's actually listening in.
Our newest listener.
Another regular to the Nerds Unite Now room on Turntable. Do you know want to do the Turntable shout out then?
Okay, list them off. Simon, who isn't here today, usually he is listening in, but he's not.
So he actually might be here shortly.
Oh, really cool. Okay, well, Simon, John, Matt, and Trevor, kind of. James is becoming regular now, so.
Yeah.
From London. Yeah. But I think that's it.
Jonas?
Yes. Sorry. I said that really weird. Yes.
If he listens, I don't know if he does.
Probably not. I don't think he's ever been in the room when we've talked about it.
Well,
maybe
he has.
Alright, so guys, we really appreciate you guys listening in. Hope you guys had fun. I think we had fun. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
Of course.
This anime was actually pretty good. I'd never seen it before, so it was my first time watching it.
Right. I think for future ones, I think I kind of want to do some things that we haven't seen, really. There's some from the Manga Pod, Manga Pod is kind of a manga podcast that it's kind of the inspiration for this podcast. They have some different things on their podcast, and I'm thinking about trying some things that they're doing. So, yeah, so thanks for watching or listening. I keep saying watching. I'm used to making YouTube videos. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys have a great week. And we will see you next week for Digimon, the first two episodes of the original series. No Digimon Cross Wars or whatever they have. like I said, that will be in the description if you guys want to check that out and listen for next week. So, until next week, see you guys next time.
Bye!
Oh, before I forget to mention, the outro for the anime is called Afro Gunso by Dance Man. Afro or Gunso is the Japanese word for sergeant, so Afro Sergeant by Dance Man. So, see you guys next time.
Afro, Gunso,
Gunso. Because
roll, meow.